Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Lamed Aleph Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Aleph Beis here, the last daf here in Maseches Tainus Yerushalmi. So we spoke about the last Mishnah says that the two happiest days of the year are for Klal Yisrael are Tu Baav and Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippurim, the Gemara here says we understand Shu Lachapara Al Yisrael. It's for Kapara, and if you look in the Shinui Nuschos, after you quote in the Bavli, it says Yom Shenitnu Bo Luchos Achronos. It's the day that the second Luchos were given. So obviously that's a time of celebration when we were finally forgiven after the 40. Remember the 40 days from Shavuos until Shavasa Batamos, another 40 days until Rosh Chodesh Elul. Those are the middle 40 that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved forgiveness, and then the final 40 when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Har Sinai. So Gemara says that makes sense for Yom Kippur. B'chamisha Asar Ba'av Lama, what about Tu Ba'av? What are we so happy about on Tu Ba'av? So just as I mentioned, the Beis HaLevi has a drasha. The last drasha in the drushas of Beis HaLevi is Drush Yudches, where he has a drasha, Be'inyin Aluchos HaRishonos Vashnios, regarding the first and second Luchos. And the Beis HaLevi there develops the idea that there was a major change, there was a major shift. Originally, there was only supposed to be Torah Shebichsav. And Torah Shebal Peh was supposed to be written on the Torah Shebichsav, everything. There's Midrashim, that they were between every Dibur, there was different halachas, and that was the original plan. But after we sinned, there had to be a change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to switch it and give Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. But what was that switch? Again, just saying it in short, that instead of having just Torah Shebichsav, everything was written down. But Torah Shebal Peh, instead of written down on klaf, was written down on us. Was written down. Klal Yisrael became the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because that made us into Tashmishei Kedusha, and not just Tashmishei Mitzvah. We know the halacha is, the Gemara, the Brice in Megillat Avchavav tells us the difference between what one has to do, Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Mitzvah is tzitzis and sukkah, and after they're used for the mitzvah, nizrakin. But we achieve the level of Tashmishei Kedusha is anything connected to the Ksav of Torah. So that has to be Nignazin. That has inherent Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed us. He wanted us to be eternally connected to him. And he will never be able to, do away with us. So he gave us eternal kedusha by writing the ksav of Torah Shebal Peh on our hearts, and therefore that raised us up. Ironically, through the luchos shnios, says the Beis HaLevi, aydeze sheinitam lahem acharkach bal peh nisalu ba Yisrael maila gedola yoser. Demikodem kala Torah haya ramuz bahaluchos haya Yisrael vahatorah shnein yanim. Originally, the Torah and the Bnei Yisrael were different than the Torah. The Yisrael hema mekaimim lahatorah v'shomer moso. We kept the Torah. Vayu oz bebechinas kli shemunach bo hatorah. We were like a kli that had the Torah in, but not part of. Kamo aron hakodesh shemunach bo hasefer Torah v'tashmishei kedusha. Aval acharkach tenitam lahem hatorah shebal peh nimsa sheYisrael hem bechinas klaf shel Torah shebal peh. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Kasvei Maluach Libecha, Ukemosha Klaf Shal Sefer Torah Hu Etzem HaKedusha, and just like the klaf of a Sefer Torah is inherent Kedusha, Velo Tashmish, it's not such a usage of Da Klaf Aksav Shem Kasev Bo Shneim B'Yachadim Sefer Torah, Kemochein HaTorah V'Yisrael Kula Chatu, and therefore the it was somewhat, it turned out to be, not a gift that we would have wanted, but a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us into it. The Mashal Chagiga points out also that before the Egel, we were called Kodesh, Anshei Kodesh. And after the Egel, we became Kadosh. And he says that's also a difference between Kodesh and Kadosh, is something that just has ascribed Kedusha to it, or it has inherent Kedusha. Again, that is part of his larger drasha of, Maimor Yudches. Drasha Yudches. Okay, so that's relating to the Luchos. Maybe one more point, the second Luchos. Also, we mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup writes in the Hagdama to the Shara Yosher, the second Luchos were needed because Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the first Luchos, which was Espe Elokim, we would be able to learn and then not forget anything because it was eternal and it was never forgotten. But Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that the Bnei Yisrael cannot exist without that kind of Torah. You can know Torah without working hard, without persevering. No. This Torah is not going to work. So Dafka, the second Luchos, were given, and that's Maisa Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, that's where Shichacha comes into account, but that's a good thing, says Moshe Rabbeinu, because we have to work hard to remember things. Shem Lamad, by the first Luchos, writes Rav Shimon in the Hakdama, Shar Yosher. Im Lamad Adam Pamachas Haya Shomer B'Zichrono La'olam. It would be in his memory forever. The Inyan Zeh Hirgesh Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom She'alulai Dezelios Chilul HaKodesh. Nora Ma'od, she'efshar she'yizdamin she'yish mushchas u'megual b'maisim ra'im, baki b'kol chadri ha'Torah. Somebody who's not committed to a life of Torah mitzvahs, but he's a baki. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that that can't be. L'chein matzah Moshe Rabbeinu she'ro'i she'luchos ha'elo yishtabru. U'lish tadela kabel luchos acherim. These have to break. I will try to get another set of luchos. Hainu luchos ha'rishonim ha'maisa elokim, maisa adam. And therefore, it's only if somebody dedicates themselves and works hard, that's when they'll be connected to Torah. That's what he says. That's a part of his very important, the Hagdama, where he talks about, the ani of a person, but that's a little bit regarding the lucha. So again, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, Nichai and the Siyamah Yom Kippur is such a happy day. What about Tu Ba'av? So the Gemara here is going to have five suggestions. There's a sixth suggestion that's not mentioned here. Maybe it's not mentioned here because we already spoke about it a lot, and that is, Nitnu Kfura Laharuge Beitar. Right, that was the past couple of dafim that we had earlier in this parak. And that's a daya that's written in the Bavli. Again, it's in the last Gemara in Tainus, in the Bavli also, and it's also in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafalef. That daya is not mentioned in the Bavli. But it was spoken about earlier in the Yerushalmi. But what are the other five? So here we go, number one. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, Shebo, it's not the same order. Shabozman kitsa yafala eitzem. This is a good time for wood. What does it mean, a good time for wood? Shkal eitzem, shein exasin bo, einan osos macholos. Any wood that's cut on this day of Tu Ba'av, the middle of the summer, it is not wormy. It's very dry. It's been very hot, middle of the summer, and therefore, it's a good day to get wood for the Mizbeach. Because after all, if you use wormy wood, that's not allowed. Kihid tanina tamal, like we learned in Meseches Midos, kal eitz shenimsa bo talas, pasul me'agabe ha'mizbeach. If you have a wormy piece of wood, you can't use it on the mizbeach. And therefore, it was a happy day. According to the version that is brought in the Bavli, it sounds like from here, you might have said, oh, it's a day they cut wood. Like it was one day they cut wood. How much wood could you cut in a day? So if you look at the language of the Bavli, I'll read it. I have it open here from Bava Basra, where Bava Basra has on Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's a day that they finished. Day that they finished cutting the wood. Says the Gemara, Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichros Eitzem Lamaracha. So you could read that into this Gemara as well. But it's not that. This is the day that it's dry. This is the final day that it's dry. And after this, it's not as dry, and therefore it's not as... Not as much of a surety to make sure it's there are no worms, and therefore they stopped doing it. But that version is the basis of an important yesod. Meaning, if you say it's the last day, not just the day, it makes more sense. Maybe it's the last day because it's a whole period of time. That's where the Rashbam writes in Babasu Kuf Chafalov. This is one of the sources in Shas of making a siyum, right? Oh, so Yom Shepasku, on that day that he finished cutting the wood, Hayu Smechim. They did this mitzvah for months, cutting the wood and getting the wood for the mizbeach, and now they have a couple months off. So when you finish a mitzvah, you make a big party. It's a celebration. That's what the Rashbam says. The Rabbeinu Gershom there on the side of the Gemara also says they made a party because they finished the mitzvah, but now they have more time to go back and learn Torah. You can say, do you focus on what in the past, or do you focus on the future? That's one of the sources in Shas of making a siyum, right? There are others. There are other sources. The other big source that's in the Gemara. This one is just implied in the Rashbam. The other big source is in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, where Abaya says, Tesili, he says, I get credit. When I see a rabbi, I see a tzurva me rabbanan, a young rabbi finish a mesechta, avidno yamatav le rabbanan. I make a party. Avinu Yamatava says Abaya. Rashi says there, Litamidim, Rosh Yeshiva Haya. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, so whenever the students finished the Masechta, I made a party, and that's quoted in the Raman Yeradeya. The Raman Yeradeya in Simin Reish Ben Vav, Sivcha Vav, Kishimisayim Masechta, Mitzvah Lismoach, Vilaso Suda, Vinikres Suudas Mitzvah. because there's a mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. The Marshal, as maybe you might remember, the Marshal was quoted in Baba Kama when he talks about a Siyam. He says he thinks a Siyam is the greatest form of Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore he once even said you should say Shasimcha Bimono at the Siyam. What we say at a Sheva Brachas, says the Marshal here in the Baba Kama, the end of the seventh parak, Mikan Nagul Kol Yisrael Asayim Bishmaitza. Especially if you're planning to starting another sefer, but there's no greater mitzvah for that. And then he quotes the Avniyah Matavah L'Rabbanan, and then he even quotes at the end that he, you know, he was very excited about it, and he one time said to Seisha Simcha Mimono, and then the party got out of hand, and he blamed himself for allowing, going against the Mesorah, and allowing this to take part. There are other sources, but these are the two of them in Shas. This is all number one. Number one, Tu Ba'av, because of the wood. Number two, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav, Shebohitir, it's the day that Shebohitir Hoshea Ben Ela, Prusdayos, Shoshav Yeravim Ben Avad Al-Durachim. Right, the Yeravim and Avot, the first king of Yisrael, put up guards to make sure, right, he wanted to consolidate his malchus, he wanted it to be strong, he didn't want anybody going to Yehuda and to the Beis HaMikdash, so he put up guards to make sure people did not go to Yishalayim, right, these Prusdayos, right, remember we had this once earlier in the Masechta. Where did we have the Prusdayos in the Masechta? We had the people who tried to trick, right, we had a couple of Dafagam, here it is on Chaf Heim Abeis, where the people who tried to bring Bikurim, and there were guards there, and then they couldn't get in, so they had to pretend. They put some figs on top, or they had wood, and then they made it into ladders. So in that Gemara, also it mentions these Prusdios. So it was the day that they got rid of the Prusdios that Yeravim and Avot set up, and everybody could then go to Yerushalayim and celebrate Alila Regal. Kahana Shal Rav, Kol Hada Tivusa Rabsa Avot. One second. So Hoshea ben Ela, one of the last kings of Israel, if not the last king, he got rid of these guards. So he did a good thing. V'ksib bei alav Allah Shalmaneser melech Asher. But it was in his reign that Shalmaneser, the king of Asher, came and exiled the 10 tribes. And he was like if he did a good thing, why was he, you know, chosen to be the one that during his reign was going to be the great galus? And the answer is, he wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect. Amar Lei, so Rav answered Kahana, Al Yadesha Shalmaneser kolor mitzavaro. He went halfway. Literally, he took the brace off of his neck. He didn't take responsibility. He put the brace on the neck of the rabbin. Meaning, what did he say when he took away the guards? Lo amar kolama yiskud. He didn't say, everybody now go up to Yerushalayim. He said, now everybody can do what they want. Ela mandavoy mesig yisuk. Whoever wants to go up now has the option of going up. So that's a half-baked mitzvah, right? You got rid of the guards, but go all the way. You got to finish the job, and he didn't. So that's why it wasn't so perfect. Yeravam ben Nevat is the simple, right? One of the people in the Mishnah and the Sanhedrin that might have lost their Olam Haba. Only a few of them, right? Kol Yisrael Yishem Chayel Olam Haba, except for these people, right? Says the first Mishnah. But Yeravam is the one that the Rambam chooses as the foil to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hilchas Shuva, when the Rambam talks about Bechira Chashis, the Rambam says, no, you shouldn't think that what anybody else says, that we are programmed when we're born to do certain activities. No, Rosh Hashanah Nesuna Lo. In Rosh Hashanah, that's more L'Derech Tova, V'Lios Tzadik, Rosh Hashanah Biyado. If we want to be a Tzadik, we have that Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, that's more L'Derech Rav, V'Lios Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Biyado. We have that Rosh Hashanah also. And then the Rambam skipping down. Al Yavar Mach B'Mashra Tuchad Davar Zeh. Don't think the following, that many fools think that we are Nigzar. We're Nigzar. What are we going to be? Ella ain't a davar king. Ella kal adam va'adam. Roy liosadik, kamosha rabbeinu, o rasha, ki yiravam. Right, those are the two opposites that the Rambam takes. They fulfilled their potential letov and the potential lara. O chacham, o sachal, o rachman, o achzari. Right? Ein lo mishi yichapeu v'lo gozer alav. Nobody's forcing anything. V'lo mishi moshcho la'echa mishnei drachim. Nobody's pulling to one side. Elohu me'atzmo u'meidaito. No teleza derech sheyirtza. He goes with his own das. And that's what Yirmiyahu says. Mipi elyon l'teitzi aros v'atov. It doesn't come from above. Right? That's usually learned as what happens to a person. The Rambam is learning that to mean what happens a person does. Klomer, in abori gozer ala adam lo lios tov v'lo lios ra. And therefore, that's the Yeravam is the one that's mentioned by the Rambam. So that is number two, reason of Tuba Av, that they got rid of the guards and everybody could go to Yerushalayim peacefully. Number three, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Va'amrin Le B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, the Shebo Hutru Shvatim Lavo Zeh Bazeh. It's the day that the Shvatim were able to marry in with each other. Dechsiv, meaning the first generation in the Midbar. First generation in the Midbar, they were not allowed to intermarry with the Shvatim because they wanted to form the different Nachlas. Right? If a woman who has Nachla, who doesn't have any brothers, so she Yarshin from her father. If she would marry somebody from another Shevet, and then eventually he would be Yarshin, then it would be all mixed up with the Shvatim and the Nachlas. So the first generation, the Pesukim say, you had to marry within your Shevet. And the Tu B'Av was the day in the next generation that all of a sudden there's more boys and girls on the market for each other. It was the day that everything was open. Like the Pesuk says, that the Nachla shouldn't swivel and go from one Shevet to the other Shevet. Everybody should stick to their Shevet. Right, Nachlas Avosav. V'ksiv v'chol bas yoreshes Nachla matzav bnei Yisrael v'gomer. And we know that a woman, her Nachla goes to her husband. V'chiyefsha, and it says here, mimatos. V'chiyefsha labas lirash de matos. Is it possible for a girl to be part of two shvatim? Tipater shayavia mishevet echad v'ima mishevet acher. Yeah, if her father, if her mother, and she got Yerusha from both of them. She got Yarshin from both of them, so then that would be something that would be two different shvatim. So, Tu B'Av has to do with, as we know, we saw in the Mishnah, has to do with shiduchim and marriage. That's one. And also number four, in the same vein. V'rabbanan Amri, Shebo Hutar Shevet Shiftal Shel Binyamin Lavo Bakal. Say that Binyamin was allowed back in, because you know the terrible story at the end of Parsha Sefer Shoftim. Pilegesh Begiva, that took place with Shevet Binyamin, and the other Shvatim were very upset. And they ostracized, they went to war, civil war against Binyamin, and nobody was allowed to marry Binyamin. Dechsiv, Arur no sein isha le Binyamin. Right, that's what the Pasuk says in Shoftim, in Perachaf Alav, towards the end. Right, the Pasuk, at the beginning of the Pasuk. Anachrelo nuchala seislem nashim, mi b'no seinu. Kinesh b'u b'nei Yisrael leimar. Arur no sein isha le Binyamin. So it was a shvua. So Tu B'Av was the day that they were allowed to marry, they realized, and Binyamin has to be back in. And they darshim sukim. They darshim sukim to learn both of these halachas, when they were marchik Binyamin, and when they were makarif. So mikra karu, we're gonna flip the order of these things in the girsa. Mikra karu, they read a pasuk, v'richakuhu, and they distanced Binyamin. Mikra karu, they read a pasuk, v'kirvuhu, and they brought Binyamin close. So which of the psukim? So mikra ko v'richakuhu, the first pasuk, that they darshan, and they said, oh, Binyamin's out. They darshan the pasuk in the end of Bereishis. Ephraim and Manasseh, kirum v'shimon yuli. Ephraim and Manasseh will be like Reuben and Shimon. How can you understand that pasuk? Okay, there are two shvatim out, and two shvatim in. So Yosef is going to be out because it's going to be his sons, and Binyamin are out. So Ephraim and Manasseh will take those spots. That's when they darshan. It's okay for Binyamin to leave, right? Even though it says shifta lokala, there'll be other shvatim that will take the place. So that's when they first darshaned. But then darshu mikra, the mikra karu v'kirvuhu. What's that? Right, Rashi quotes this on that pasuk as well. Before Binyamin was born, Yaakov was told, there's still going to be goyim plural from Yosef. So that means that Binyamin is going to be a whole, wasn't born yet, so it must be referring to Binyamin. So he must be in the count, and therefore they brought him back. Brought him back, period. So that is all. So three and four here on this list has to do with getting married and shiduchim. discussed often in terms of the mitzvah of marriage. The Rambam and the Chinuch both count that there's a separate mitzvah daraisa to get married. Separate from the mitzvah puravu, we know there's a mitzvah to do kiddushin. And Nisuin is part of it. The way the Rambam formulates it, in the Koteret of Hilchas Ishus, he says, Lisa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Which is fascinating because the Rambam paskins ksuba d'rabanan. Right, so what's the Rambam putting suba into definition of the mitzvah on a daraisa level? Unless you say something like the details of ksuba are d'rabanan, but the concept behind, reverses like one suggested, something like this, the concept of ksuba is daraisa, even if the details of ksuba might be d'rabanan. But the Rambam says the formulation of the mitzvah is lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. It sounds like nisuin. Nisuin is the mitzvah through kiddushin. That's what it sounds like. Even though in the halachas itself, he says clearly that kiddushin is the mitzvah. Right at the beginning, when he talks about the history, Kodem Adan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk, if somebody used to meet somebody in the shuk, Im Ratzah Huvi Hi Liso Sa, they want to get married, Machnisa Lebeiso Bo'ala Bein Ola Bein Atzmo. There's just Knisa L'Rishus, V'tielo L'Isha. What we call, one of the opinions of Nisuin, Kivash Nitna Torah, once the Torah was given, it's Tavu Yisrael Shem Yirtzah Ish Lisa Isha, Yikne Osa Tchila Bifnei Edem. If they want to have nisuin, you have to first have a kinyan of kiddushin. And the Rambam says, this marriage, this stage one of kiddushin, is itself as a mitzvah zaseh. That itself is a mitzvah zaseh. The Rambam says later on also, he says it's not just once. The end of Paragimel, the Rambam says, that's why we make a bracha before the kiddushin. Just like we make a bracha before all mitzvos. The Rambam says, that's over lasiyasan. That's the Rambam. Kederach shemavarchin kodem kol mitzvos. That's why you make the bracha of kiddushin beforehand. That's the Rambam is clear that kiddushin is a mitzvah. The Rush is pretty clear that it's not a mitzvah. Some Rishonim, like the Ritva, might be holding that it's a mitzvah, but it's not a birchas a mitzvah. Right? That's what the Rush is bothered by. Right? It doesn't look like a birchas a mitzvah. Kisivon al arayos, vasalanu as harusos. Right? So what is that? Doesn't sound like any type of birchas mitzvah. So the Rosh says, that tips me off that it's not a mitzvah. Right? Kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah. Is a hechsher mitzvah, says the Rosh in the first parak of Ksubis. Venerali, he says, it sounds that way. That's how he's interpreted, let's say. Venerali ki bracha zu'ena bracha lasiyas mitzvah. Ki piri v'riv yahainu ki mitzvah. That's what he seems to say. This bracha is not a birchas mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah you're doing. The puravu is the mitzvah. Later on, right, but it's a bracha, it's a bracha shavach. Ubracha zu niskana, let's say shavach lakadish baruchu, asher kiddushanu, bimitzvosav, vivdilonu min ha'amim, vitzivonu lakadish isha muteras lanu, v'lo la'achas bin ha'arayas, and he continues. Other Rishonim, if you look in the Ritva, it's not as mefurish that it's not a mitzvah. It's clear that it's not a birchas a mitzvah, but it is not clear that it is not a mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara number 5. Rabbi Avun Amar, Shebo Batel Hachefer. Tuba Av was the day that the digging was Batel. What kind of digging? So, says the Gemara, Amar Levi, Bechal Erev Tisha B'Av, every Erev Tisha B'Av during the 38 years in the Midbar, in the middle. Hayamosha Mosi Cruz, Bechal Machane, Moshe made an announcement. V'yomer Tzu L'Chefer, Tzu L'Chefer. Everybody, pretty spooky, everybody dig a grave and go to sleep in the grave. V'yotzin V'chal Frimlan K'varos V'yishenim. They went to sleep in the grave. U'bishachar V'yomden in the morning, they got up. Elsewhere, it said that Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement, Yibadu Chayim and Amesim. Umotzin Atzman Chaserim, and every year they were missing Chamisha Asar Elef Protrot. About 15,000, 15,883, right? If you take 603,550 men between 20 and 60, and you divide that by 38, so it's about a little more than 15 plus. Uveshana Achrona Asukain, so in the last year they did that. V'yamdu Matsu Atzman Shleiman. Everybody got out. Everybody got out of the grave. So like, what's going on here? We must have miscalculated. Amru Dilma Ditaninan V'chushbana. Maybe we made a mistake in the Cheshbon. V'chein Ba'asara U'bachad Asar V'shneim Asar. So they went back and did it in the 10th and the 11th and the 12th. U'bishlosh Asar U'bar Ba'asar. They did it all then. But then came Tu Ba'av. And what happened? They looked up at the moon. And they realized it's a full moon. It can't be that we miscalculated. U'bachamisha Asar Kivan Da'ashlim Zihara. Once the moon was full, Amru, they said, Domesh Abita, Lakadish Baruch, who was Zera, Kasha Me'aleinu. It must be the Zera was Batel, the Yamdu Vasu Yantif. And therefore they made a Yantif that day. The interesting discussion in the Rishonim in Baal Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, discuss, what do you mean the Gzira was batel? What does it mean that they didn't know? Right? The last year, let's say there were 15 plus thousand people that were left that were started between the age of 20 and 60. So they knew it was supposed to die. So did they die? They didn't die? And if they didn't die, didn't Hashem promise that nobody's going in besides Yeshua and Kalev? So what's going on? And do you want to say they did die? So if everybody had died already, so then what would they go into the graves for? They knew it already happened. So the machlokas has been shown him. Some say, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevater on the last 15,000. Or no. The other option is Hashem wasn't mevater. Really, everybody had died already who was supposed to die. Meaning there were 15,000 plus that died the first year before Tisha B'Av. But there were some people who weren't sure. Maybe they were 19. They were in their 20th year. So if they're in their 20th year, it was very unclear. Were they supposed to die? Were they not supposed to die? That was what was unclear. These Suffolk people. The Rabbeinu Tam says in the Tosas, big Tosas here, Kuf Chaf Aleph, B'shana Achrona, Bitel Me'angzeira, V'nisharu Me'am Tesvav Elef, Uprot Rot, Osan Shahir Ru'uyam Lamus B'shana Achrona. K'moshe was in B'chizkiyo, yeah. Hashem was, did not take them. But others say no. They all died already. So if they all had died already, so why they did graves? Lama chafru kfarim b'shana achrona. Kiven de'meishtakin meisu kalos and shayru ilamus shekalachad hayodei ba'atzmo shlohayim ben esrim hashishim. So if you look in the Ritva there in Baba Basra, see, he says it was these people on the border. They were 19. They were 20 according to their birthday, but not according to machzor shekel. All different days. You gotta work out. Lonis barer lahem to me ben esrim shana v'mala the ein esrim bichlal v'svurim hayu shaf bnei esrim mamish hayu begzera v'osam hayu ruuyim lamus. So it goes. This is a discussion. This is a discussion in the postgame. Okay, good. And remember the number six. Number six was the haruge beitar, and they were zochet to be buried. And we said maybe that the hatov ameita by benching. Maybe we said that comes from Aryeh Yerushalmi, that they would use their corpses for the kerem of Adrianus, and that's why we say a bracha hatov ameita when they finally were zochet to be buried, and they related to the wine also bracha hatov ameita in that way. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara kala kelim tunin tefila. So the Mishnah had said because everybody was borrowing clothing. You got to tovel everything because you don't want to give a tame clothing to somebody. Even clothing that was in the drawers, they took out and toveled. They toveled all their clothing. Says the Gemara, why? They took out all the clothing from all their drawers. Why is that? Because you know, if people are looking to borrow clothes. You know, they ask you like, I don't know, it's closed up, it's in a drawer. If you already took out all of your clothes and you have it in the front of your house already because it all went to the mikvah, it's much easier to like lend it and just give it because that's why Chazal did it. They said, everybody's got to tovel everything. So then in that way, it could be ready for the taking. Umaha yomros. And what did they say? Sane necha bachor. Ure mat o borelacha. See, well, what are you looking at? What are you looking at in a girl? Look at the family, look at the yichus. Both directions. The daughter of a king borrowed from the daughter of a kohen gadol, who was somewhat maybe a lower social status, and the opposite. So that already allowed anyone to borrow from either direction. Borrow from higher, borrow from lower. Hakuros hayu omros, and the ones that were not so beautiful, right? Kuros could be also spelled with an ayin. Don't look at the beauty, look at the inner beauty. And the beautiful one says, don't just marry me for my looks, right? Look at the family. No, I'm more than just a figure. And this, the Mishnah Gemara ends off with what the Mishnah said. Right, Hashem is happy with the Klal Yisrael that they gave Hashem a crown through Naaseh V'Nishma. B'yom Chasunaso, B'yom Simchas Libo. B'yom Chasunaso Zomatan Torah. Yom Simchas Libo, it's a binyan beis hamigdash, shibana b'mehir of yameinu. So that's the Yom Simchas Libo is Yom and Matan Torah. The started with the Beis HaLevi, so we'll end with the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi on Naaseh V'Nishma also has an important comment. That's where he discusses in Parshas Yisro, how did Naaseh V'Nishma actually work? We know the Rambam tells us that if you're mechayev yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv, it doesn't work. If I say, I hereby owe you anything you want, I owe you nothing. Doesn't work. Hodos Baal Din is only if I specify, I owe you 5 million, you know, that I owe you. If I owe you whatever you say, it doesn't work. Sad Nasa Benishba work. Hashem will do whatever you say. Right, so the answer is, and what made Hashem so happy here? Right, what's the Simchas, Yom Simchas Liba? Why was Hashem so happy? Because Nasa Benishba wasn't about Hashem, okay, we'll do what you say. It was a Kabbalah. It was Hashem, we will become Avdei Hashem. Even though the Rambam says you can't obligate yourself to a Davar Sheino Kasef, but you could accept. Once you accept to be an Eved, then Memela step two, you have to do whatever the Master says. Meaning I could accept to be, I can't accept to do. Klai Yisrael was about accepting to be Avdei Hashem. Once we became Avdei Hashem, then Memela, we're in that relationship, we're in that context, and we do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. And there, that's basically what he said, the difference between Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach are about obligations to do. Taryag Mitzvot are about obligations because who we are. Right? It's a status that we accepted by Naseh V'Nishma. And that gives Hashem Nachas. And that's the Simchas Libo. That's the Yom Chasunaso. That's the wedding day when we committed to that to be Avdei Hashem. And then later on, Hashem could bring us into his house, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Sheibana B'Mehera V'Yameinu. Okay, we'll stop here.